Jamie Elizondo joins us, the head coach of the Edmonton Elks. Jamie, man, your team fought hard. I think the mistakes are probably going to be something you're going to talk about with your group when you come back. But overall, compared to last week, this is the kind of fight and inspired effort you wanted to see, I'm sure.
Yeah, there's no moral victories. I know that everybody's disappointed, you know, in the loss. But, you know, at the end of the day, they made more plays than we did. You know, and that's the difference in the game. I was proud of their effort, proud of the fight, the resilience they showed on the sideline. But they executed more plays when they had to.
And it's a team, when you have a chance to hurt them, and this is a team that hasn't given up a lot of points in the fourth quarter, that Aaron Grimes, what's going to be deemed as a knockdown, man, that was probably a pick six, unfortunately. It didn't go your way.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, for Aaron, it was he was looking at all the green grass in front of him. But it's not on Aaron. That was a big play in the game. But there's a lot of other plays that we needed to make that at times we did, and at times we didn't. You know, we'll look back on it and learn from it and get better.
And the Bombers, a good team, take advantage of that, right? And it didn't take them long to put the ball in the end zone after that drop.
Yeah, you could feel the momentum swing, and that's still where we have to, you know, on your way to becoming a good football team, you've got to be able to handle those momentum swifts. And again, one bad play, cap it, and jump back in there, and offense needs to get a first down and move the chains. But we didn't do that. And that's the part that we're still growing as a team.
What are your thoughts on Taylor Cornelius' performance tonight?
You know, I thought he did a really, really good job. And when you're going to look back on the film, there's a lot of plays that he extended. We struggled a little bit in protection with, you know, different guys, and some guys tweaked up. And so he was running a lot back there. But, man, his mobility and his ability to extend some plays and just make some plays, some nifty plays there. I was proud of his effort. I know he's upset that he missed a couple throws, but I thought he played well enough for us. But, you know, as a team, we didn't.
Jamie, you're going into the bye week now. You don't play for a couple of weeks. Just tell me, talk about where you are and the reevaluation that you have to take through the bye week to come back to play Hamilton in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think we've got to, you know, take a hard dive at everything. Look at the improvement, you know, on special teams and what we're still missing there, and, you know, where we can get better from an offensive perspective, from a defense perspective. But, you know, take a look at our personnel. Are they in the right spots? You know, are we doing enough in practice to address some of the things that are showing up, you know, during the week? So it'll be a hard dive. I think we also need to just pause for a minute and get away from each other and then come back. There's a lot of energy in this locker room right now, and I think they felt like they should have beaten this team, and you know, going up against an 8-1 team, a championship team, there's a lot of energy right now that guys are excited to come back, so that's a positive sign.
Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.